Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Jose Berríos was awesome this weekend. Plus, let's hit the waiver wire next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Monday, June 6th. I am Frank Sanfel, joined by Scott White. And it was a big weekend for these two starting pitchers. Jose Berríos, big bounce back. Career high 13 strikeouts over 7 innings pitched against the Minnesota Twins. And then Luis Severino just kind of looks like he's back, Scott. 7 shutout innings, 1 hit allowed, 10 strikeouts against the Detroit Tigers. What's your confidence level in these starting pitchers moving forward, Severino and Berríos?
Well, it's going up. I think it might actually be a little higher for Severino now because, yes, great outing against the Tigers, the worst offense in baseball. Okay. But Severino's been doing, performing close to this for a while now. It's 4 straight starts, at least 6 innings, 2 of them 7 innings. His ERA is 2.95 now. And I think what's more impressive than that even is, okay, so the 20 swinging strikes he had against the Tigers, 8 were on the slider, which he threw 26% of the time. It was the second most thrown pitch. And that was his pitch before all the arm issues of the past few years. That was what he staked his success on. And he wasn't throwing it much early this season. And I thought maybe just the strain it put on the elbow, maybe it wasn't something he felt like he could rely on anymore. But he's up the usage, and we've seen the swinging strikes go up. And even with him not throwing the slider early this season, career high swinging strike rate now for Luis Severino, 14.4%. So yeah, obviously there's some injury risk there. He hadn't had a healthy season since 2018, but I'm kind of viewing Severino as a top 20 starting pitcher going forward, I think. Berríos, of course, he was drafted somewhere around 20th at starting pitcher this year and has a pretty stable track record. He'd been terrible early on, but this was a dominant start by every measure. It doesn't mean he's back on track, hopefully. I mean, he does have a tendency to have awful stretches and have amazing stretches where he looks like the Cy Young, and then the numbers usually end up about the same, high 3 ERA, you know, a little less than a K per, right around a K per maybe. So maybe, you know, maybe he's about to go on a run here. I don't know that I'd be that motivated to sell Berríos based on this start. I'd probably just hope to that, you know, this is the start of him getting back on track.
All right. We had a few prospects either promoted or recalled, and one of them was Joe Adell. Taylor Ward went on the IL with a hamstring strain. Joe Adell was recalled for the Red Sox. Jackie Bradley was placed on the paternity list, and Jaron Duran was recalled. And then we got the Rangers prospect, Ezekiel Duran. He was promoted straight from AA, where he was hitting .317 with 7 homers, 7 steals. Scott, are you looking to add any or all Joe Adell, Ezekiel Duran, and Jaron Duran?
Look, I think the majority of listeners, probably not, but I was looking to add these players in some of my deeper rotisserie leagues with the bigger lineups, you know, more than 350 players rostered in these leagues. I think there's a big question whether Adell and Jaron Duran stick around. Adell especially. Joe Madden said he wouldn't be up if Taylor Ward hadn't gone on the IL, which, way to instill confidence in the guy. but they're also expecting a minimum stay for Taylor Ward. So I really think it's going to be a short stay for Joe Adell. He wasn't performing that well at AAA anyway, at least not recently. Jaron Duran is up because Jackie Bradley is on paternity leave, and so he could get sent right back down. But he did bat leadoff both Saturday and Sunday, so maybe the Red Sox will find a way to keep him around. He's kind of changed up his profile a bit this year after selling out for power last year and not really working out over the long haul. He's gone back to his roots being more of a contact hitter who runs a lot. But that certainly could be useful in those five outfielder the rotisserie leagues. Ezekiel Duran is the one that has the best chance of sticking around. Now, he's the least known in fantasy circles. He's being promoted from AA, but his numbers there were pretty impressive. 317 batting average, 7 home runs, 7 steals, 24 doubles already, a 936 OPS, 18% strikeout rate, which is good, and less than a 30% ground ball rate. He was in a lot of line drives, a lot of fly balls. That's usually a formula for success if he can sustain it in the majors. And he seems to be taking over at third base for the Rangers because their other recent call-up, Josh Smith, sprained his shoulder.
Yeah, and he's widely available. That's Ezekiel Duran. He's only 6% rostered on CBS. So, again, if you play in a deeper league, I believe he has second base eligibility to start. And then obviously he will gain third base eligibility. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye. The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.